right now, Lord. We ask you to look on our pastor and bishop as a first lady today, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord. We ask you to bless those that are sick and shut in today, Lord. We ask you to heal right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to take full control of this world today. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to just send on your anointing on us, Lord. Send it on down on us, Lord Jesus. We need you right now, Lord. We can't do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We need you in our midst right now, Lord. Jesus, in your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
We would like you to write us letters, give us calls, and if you want to call us, you can call us at 359-449. And our address here at the Great Emmanuel Church is 297 Washington Boulevard, Stanford, Connecticut, 06902. We'd love to hear from you because we're trying to enhance our services that you might enjoy them even the more. And on today, we're going to read from you what our doctrine is based on. That as you enjoy these services, not only will you enjoy them, but you will understand our doctrine as it is taught by our bishop according to the word of God. In order to foster better cooperation among all churches and saints of the Brady Emmanuel Apostolic Assembly of the World Incorporated, and to advance the kingdom of God among ministers and saints of the said churches, we do set forth the following legislation as our constitution, fundamental rules and articles of religion, organization and government, creed, discipline, rules of order, and doctrine is the word of God as taught and revealed by the Holy Ghost, based on John 14, chapter 14, verse 26, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction of righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all of God, all good works. Excuse me. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. And this is as we believe it, according to the word of God. We believe in justification by faith, according to Romans 5 and 1, and that no man is justified with God as long as he is doing what God says not to do. Amen. We believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood to sanctify the people according to Hebrews 12, 13 through 13, chapter 1, 7 through 9, Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. St. John 1:1, Acts chapter 26, verse 1. We believe that sanctification does affect the whole man, even the innermost being, according to Matthew 23:26. St. Matthew chapter 23, verse 26. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and that it is instantaneously and is carried on into holiness. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44. And if you want to know more about our doctrine, listen to our services. Give our Bishop Willie Hardy a call at 359-2049. Or 357-8201. And he will further as the word, as the Lord gives it to him, and as the Lord has already given it to him. Explain that you might have a better and a more perfect understanding of the apostolic doctrine according to the word of God.
Thank you. Praise the Lord! I'm so glad that I know who Jesus is. Oh, one day I was lost out in the world of sin. But I tell you, Jesus came into my life. He changed me around. He said, give me a right into the tree of life. I tell you, he's been good to me. I say my trust is in the Lord. You know, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. It's good to know who Jesus is. He is my Savior this morning. I'm glad that he went down in the grave, but he rose up again. He rose that you and I may have a right into the tree of life. He went to the cross of Calvary, shed his blood for us. I'm glad about it. I'm glad that he made a way out for me. Because had not been for him on the side, where would I be today? But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he looked beyond my thoughts and saw my need. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, and we're going to have church. Amen. You sit, amen, wherever you are right now. Praise God, if you're in your home or in your car, wherever you may be. Praise God, amen. The great Emmanuel Church is coming to you. Praise God, render to you service at this time. Praise God. The choir, God bless you, choir. Thank you. in the finishing of our faith, knowing that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Lord God, we ask you to look on this waiting congregation. Oh, God, as we come before and bring them a message, Lord God, thou arrested, thou direct from heaven today. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, put words in our mouth that someone might be edified, that someone might be touched right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on the sick and the victim right now. Lord God, touch, Lord God, going at home or in the hospital or wherever you may be right now, touch and heal right now. Oh, God, little this Bishop Leopold, Lord God, call this morning. Oh, ask him for prayer. Lord God, we ask you to touch him and heal him. Oh, God, for the crown of his head and the soul of his feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, how do you touch and heal right now? Yeah, my God. Amen, Brother Moss, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God. Oh, give him strength and give him power to carry on. Remember everyone that is committed here in this little church, Lord. We ask your God to touch him right now. Give him that ease right now. Oh, God, go right now. That God will be done. Oh, Lord, get him through the devil, Lord God. Heal the sick right now. Let the healed sick to the healed. Give him the government. Give him, Lord God, all the chief of police. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that thy will be done right now. Oh, God, go with us, Lord, as we go to the Word of God in Jesus' name. You know that you're able right now. There is nothing that's too hard for you to do. Bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Father alone with you knows all about.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God that the scripture says, Jesus said, I was glad when they said, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. For in the house of the Lord, there is joy, there is peace, there is happiness in the house of the Lord. Come on and sing, God. Quickly into the words of the Lord, Isaiah chapter 55, 65, brother. Even Isaiah 65, verse 24. We are going to notice today. I feel real churchy now. I feel like having church. Hallelujah, ain't God good? I'm glad, praise God. I'm serving a true and living God. Hallelujah, God that who said amen beside me, there is no other. I'm glad today, amen, to report unto you that he saved me one day. He came into my life as a wonderful counselor. He saved me from a miserable life of sin. Praise God, he gave me a chance to become some his son. Amen, and I'm glad today, amen, to tell you, amen, you that are listening by radio and by TV, praise God, he can save you. He can come into your life. Amen, praise God, he can give you, amen, a crown of life. Amen, you come now. He said, come just as you have. Amen. He said, I will give you, amen, rest. Come on and say yes. Amen. Two. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 65. Verse 22, 24. Amen. Somebody got it. Read it.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass.
That before they call.
Amen. It's that before they call.
I will answer.
Amen. Before they call,
yes, sir.
I will answer. Amen. It will come to pass. Praise God. And it has already has come to pass already.
Yes.
Amen. Because God has answered many a prayer. He has answered many, amen, praise God, conditions. He has made ways out of no way for you. Amen. Praise God. And it shall come to pass. Praise God that, amen, he hasn't stopped yet. He is still working. Amen. And performing miracles. And he is doing wonderful things for his people. Praise God. You does not have to worry about what's going on around you, or what's going on in the world. The world is saying that they are going to cut you off, and they are going to, praise God, amen, bring down, praise God, the wants of the people. Praise God, but God says, in earth is mine. In the fullness thereof, God is able to bless you in spite of what man might say. And I'm glad today, praise God, to report unto you that God is a healer. God is a provider. He's able to provide for you. All he asks you of you to do is that is to ask. And it shall be given. He says, seek and ye shall find it. Knock and the doors shall be opened unto you. Praise God. Amen. The reason why that we do not receive are the things that God has promised us. Amen. He's still on the promising, amen, scene. Amen. We got to step out on God's promise. Praise God. God promised us many things. Amen. The reason why we don't do it is not necessarily the promises that God ever, amen, has promised us. We do not, praise God, believe it. We don't stretch out on it and believe that God is able to do it. We still think that God is still dead. Amen. But the Bible says he's alive. Oh, he's alive and forevermore. He's alive. I'm glad that he's alive in me. Praise God, one day I was out there, amen, doing the things that the world does. Amen, praise God, but Jesus saw me in my and he called me, and he told me, praise God, that I want you to walk for me. I want you to work in my vineyard, for the harvest is right, for the labor's so few. Come on and say yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and say, neighbor,
before you call,
I will answer. Look at somebody again and clap your hands. Amen. And say, neighbor, before you call, I will answer. Now, praise God, Israel was in a predicament here. And praise God, till that day was had stopped working for the Lord. They had gotten their eyes upon himself. Beginning to worship the idol God. Which is worship, praise God, the God of gold. God of silver. But God did not want them to do this. They had got their eyes upon off of the Lord. So when we find the thing that we got forth today, they get their eyes off the Lord. And they put their eyes, amen, upon the things of the world. In the world of things. Praise God. But God, amen, didn't make us to do this. He made man to serve him. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, God made man to serve him. And not only serve him, to worship him. In the spirit. And in
truth.
Worship him. God made us to worship him. He didn't made us, amen, praise God, and we have man said that. He made man to enjoy the things of the world. Because he said, come out from the world and be ye separate. Oh, I'm glad about that. Amen. Come out from the world and be ye separated. Now somebody say, how can you be in the world, praise God, and then be separated too? But he meaning what he was meaning, amen, that we are not the proxy of the thing that the world does. God doesn't want us to proxy the thing that the world does. Praise God. He wants you to be in the world, but not of the world. Amen. You know, we know that there are many of us, praise God, sooner we see someone else doing something, and it looks a little good to us, we always will go and try to do it too. Whether it be good or bad, we try to do it also. Amen. But God says, amen, be ye in the world, but not of the world. Amen. Come out from the world and be ye separated, says the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You know, praise God. It doesn't matter. Amen. If it's against your flesh, it's against your belief. Amen. Sometimes we go along, we'll go, and we'll pick up these things. But God said, come out from the world and be ye separated, says the Lord. Amen. I didn't say, but God said. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we like the way some people look. Amen. Hallelujah. They can, praise God. Amen. Be that the naked little thing for it. Amen. Come on here now. But we see it and we think it's nice. And we want to go and do it ourselves. But amen. But God said, come out from among them and be ye separated. Says the Lord. Amen. We got the amen. Of the saints today, praise God, they are picking up the things that the world does, and they're bringing it into the house of God. Whether, amen, it's good, amen, whether it's bad, they want to bring it into the house of God. Amen. But God is not pleased with that. And this is what happened to Israel. Amen, amen. They had, amen, bought, amen, rotten stuff in the church. They had bought, praise God, thing that God forbid not. They brought it into the house of God. Amen. Praise God. And this thought got so that, amen, that they thought that what they were doing was right. But God, amen, was looking at them. Amen, God see you. Amen, brethren, God see whatever you do. God hears what you say. You cannot do, you cannot say anything that God doesn't hear it, or God doesn't see it. He sees everything. He hears everything that you do. Amen. But before you call, he said, I will answer you. Read book.
And it shall come to pass.
Amen. Before they call,
I will answer.
Praise God. Amen. I will answer. Amen. Sometimes we can do so bad, we feel that, amen, that they are no good. And we feel that when they pray or when they call on the Lord, amen, we want to hush them up.
All right.
Because we don't think that God is going to hear them. Because they have done so bad. Because they have said things that they should not say. Amen. That they went places that they should not win. And we feel, amen, for this, we want to set them up. Amen. But he said, before you call, I will answer. Praise God. Amen. He is. Amen. Praise God. That did bad things. Knowing doubt that they want to shut Israel up. But amen. But somebody, praise God, no, praise God, the trick of God. Praise God. All you got to do is call. Amen. Somebody sang the song. Amen. Jesus is on the main line. Jesus is on the main line. And all you got to do is tell him what you want. Amen. Call him up and just tell him what you want. He is standing, praise God, waiting for your call. Waiting for you to, amen, to call him. And he's waiting to answer the prayer. Read book, come on, book. And while they're yet speaking,
I will hear.
Amen. God said he's going to hear. Amen. Why you still speak? Praise God. Why? Praise God. That one that you want to hush up, that one that you think is so bad, praise God, that God won't hear. Amen. He said, even while that you yet speaking, he said, I will hear you. He will hear you. Amen. I'm thankful today to have a God. He's not like man. Amen. Praise God. He's a forgiving God. Amen. He said, I'll hear you. Amen. Why are you yet, amen, calling? Why are you yet, amen, I'm not going to bang the phone down. I'm not going to take the phone and bang it down. Amen. When I hear who you are, amen, praise God. When I hear, praise God, amen. And think about the things you have done. Praise God. Amen. I'm not going to bang the phone down. But I'm going to, amen, hear you. I'm going to answer your prayer. I'm glad today to know that I got a God. He's an answer God. Come on, we'll talk to him. I will hear you.
The wolf and the lamb.
Look at here, the wolf and the lamb.
Shall feed together.
Amen, they're going to feed together. Amen. Look here, praise God. He said the wolf and the lamb. Hallelujah, praise God. The wolf is, amen, what you're going to eat you up. The wolf is the worldly person. The wolf, amen, is the one that, praise God, is back to the things of the world. Amen. The wolf is the one that won't give up. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah, doing the thing that the world does. Amen. But the lamb, amen, he'll lay down. The lamb will give up something. Come on and say, yeah, don't touch that down. I'm your preacher. Amen. Somebody don't want to give up nothing. Amen. But the lamb will give up something. But the wolf, amen, he'll keep on. Amen. Tyrant. I'm telling you, amen, he'll get what he wants. Amen. He'll beat you up. God, he'll destroy you. He'll tear you down. Come on and say, yeah. Come on, we'll talk. the lamb
shall eat straw like the bull.
Amen. Look at here now. The lamb is going to eat straw. Amen. Like the bull. Amen. Praise God. You know he don't eat no straw.
All right.
Well, the bull will eat straw. Don't touch that dial of your preacher. I'm the judge preacher, and the lawyer preacher, and the governor preacher. I'm the Pope preacher, and I am your preacher. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, praise God. You know the lamb, praise God, he wants some meat.
Yes, he does.
Look at somebody and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The lamb wants some meat.
The bull wants some straw.
The lamb wants meat.
All right.
And the bullet won't struck.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. And he ain't got no business eating for the bullet.
All right.
Come on here now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. It's talking about you. Amen. You ain't got no business. Praise God. Amen. Doing and eating no straw. Come on here now. You ain't got no business, praise God, doing what the world does. Amen. You need to come out from the world and be separated, said the Lord. You ain't been drinking and clowning. Come on here. Hanging out on the corner. Praise God. Hanging out in the club. Hanging out, praise God. They're doing all these things, praise God. Amen. Praise God. You are. I'm a lamb. Amen. Praise God. And you supposed to praise God and not eat. Amen. What the bullets eat. Come on here. Praise God. But you supposed to, amen, eat what the saints of God eat. You supposed to come to the house of God and eat from the table which was spread. The table, praise God, that you can eat. Amen. The manna from on high. Come on and say yes. Amen. Praise God. That the children of Israel, those Israelites, praise God, they turned their back. Yeah. They have, amen, gone away from the God who have, amen, prayed them into the church.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we'll walk off on the one that kind of do us good.
Amen.
One that tried to help you.
Yeah.
One that tried to, amen, to build you up.
Yeah.
Tried to feed you and give you the right food that you should have. Amen. We have a tendency, amen, to walk off from that one.
Yeah.
Praise God, amen. And that's what the children of Israel done. They didn't want to walk off from God.
Yeah.
And God is the one who created them.
Yeah.
God was the one who had prayed them into the church.
Yeah.
So as some of you that are here in Emmanuel, praise God, somebody prayed you in the church. You didn't come here on your own, but you came here because somebody was praying. Yeah, I feel the same. Somebody was concerned about you and your welfare. Come on here now. Amen. Until so much, praise God, they prayed for you. Amen. And you are not here because you just come here. You're not here because you, praise God, someone asked you were here because God wants you to be here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Before I come,
thank you.
I will answer you. Praise God. Come on, we'll talk to her. I don't want to go to the past then.
And thus shall be the servant's meat.
It's going to be the servant's meat.
Servant's
meat. The snake is. Amen. Praise God. His meat and his, amen, to eat the dust of the earth. Amen. Saints of God, and your, amen, you are saved. You are people of God. You are the Holy Ghost filled people. You are fire baptized people. Amen. And your meat, it is the word of God. Praise God. Your meat, it is, praise God, praising and magnifying God. Your meat is to lift Jesus up. And he said, I will draw all men unto thee. Come on and say,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. You ain't supposed to why spend your money for that which is not bread. But, amen. Hallelujah. You are saints of God. You ought to spend your money for that which, amen, is bread. Praise God, not dust. You ain't no snake. But you day you was an outcast. One day you didn't know God. You didn't have God on your side. But Jesus saw you in your condition. And he picked you up and he turned you around. And he placed your feet on the solid ground. So you ain't got no business. Amen. Eating no dirt.
It's a snake jaw. If the snake is hungry, that's his job to eat. Done.
Yeah.
Well, I feel the same. Amen. If the snake jaw, it is, thank God, the cross on his back. And he dug.
Snakes ain't going to be crawling on it. Amen. He made you to walk upright.
Yes,
amen. To stand up on your 2 feet. Yes. Not to crawl on your belly. Not to, praise God, eat. Praise God, strong. Oh, I got you now. Oh, the book of got you. Come on, book, talk to us then.
They shall not hurt.
Amen. And they shall not hurt.
Nor destroy.
And indeed are they going to destroy. In all of my holy mountain,
says the Lord.
Praise God. Let's go quickly. Amen. Praise God. Until, amen, Deuteronomy, amen, Daniel, chapter, amen, 9 and 21. Daniel.
Come on, book, talk to me here. Yeah. Amen. The book is right. And the book is what we need. I'm trying to show you, praise God, you can, amen, call on Jesus if you write.
Amen. He said before you answer, amen, he will, amen, before you call, rather, he will answer you. Praise God, if you're right. And amen, if you, praise God, is right doing the thing that is right. If you paying your tithes and your offering, amen, praise God, doing your duties of what God required of you to do. Amen, you ain't no snake, and praise God, because you go out and eat no, amen, no dirt. Amen, praise God, you ain't no kitchen. Praise God, you can go out and eat, praise God, straw. Amen, your job is to have meat. Jesus said, I got cows upon 1,000 here, and amen, I'll give it up to you. Amen, I got meat. In the barn. I got to be, praise God, because I want to feed the children, my children. Amen. And we are the children of God. I'm going to say, yeah.
Talk to me, book.
Yea, whereof I was speaking in prayer.
Amen. Look now, amen. Whereof I was speaking now in prayer.
Even the man Gabriel.
Amen. Even the man Gabriel. Look at, I've seen him in the vision.
At the beginning.
After the beginning.
Being called to fly swiftly.
Amen, amen, amen. To fly swiftly.
Touched me.
Amen. What he did? He touched me. The angel touched me. Come on here now. The Gabriel, the angel touched me. Amen. Somebody, we sang the song, holy, holy, holy. Somebody touched me. Now, who am I? It must have been the hand of the Lord. What did he do? He touched me. He touched me swiftly. Come on, boy.
Touched me about the time of the evening oblation.
Look here, praise God. About the time when I need it. When I need it most. Don't y'all tell me that God don't move on time. Amen. He moves on time. Amen. Praise God. You see, amen, we try to rush God, but God knows, amen, what we need. And he knows, amen, praise God, when we need it. And then he don't move on time. We pray God the Lord right now. No, not right now. God comes when he is ready to come. He ain't coming when you want him to come, but he's coming on time. Praise God, amen. And all you and I have to do, praise God, believe that God works on time. Come on now, let's give it to you. Come on, book. Come on, book, talk. Come on, book, talk.
And he informed me.
And he informed me.
And talked with me.
Look at when he talked with me. Look at him, praise God. When you call on him, He will inform you. He'll have time to come to your rescue. He have time to talk to you. Praise God. He's not going to turn you away. He's not going to tell you I ain't got no time. But he's going to come to your rescue. Praise God. And he's going to inform you. Come talk to me.
And talk with me.
And he talk with me. And he will say,
Oh, Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
I come now for. To give thee skill and understanding.
And look at here, praise God. We need some skill. And we need some understanding. We got a whole lot of Daniels around. A lot of Daniels around. Amen. Praise God. They think that they got skill.
Yes.
But they don't have skill.
That's right.
They make on the mess and the separate of everything.
Right.
Come on here now.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Praise God. They think that, amen, that they got it made. All
right.
And when they find out, praise God, they don't have it made because, praise God, they had not had a little talk with Jesus.
Right.
Amen. But he said it when you have a talk with him.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. He said, I will answer you.
Yes, he
did. Huh? Yes. I will answer you. I will come to your rescue.
Yes.
Come up on top.
At the beginning of my supplication.
Look in, Daniel said it at the beginning of my supplication.
The commandment came forth.
Amen. The commandment to come forth.
And I have come to show thee.
Look at him. He said, I come to show thee. Amen. For thou art greatly beloved.
Therefore, understand the matter.
Amen. Understand now the matter.
Yes.
Praise God. When I teach you this, you ought to understand.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. That like some of you that listen by TV and by radio, praise God, you ain't gonna understand the matter.
Right.
Praise God that God don't want you where you are.
Amen.
But God wants you to come up higher. There is a higher height and there's a deeper depth that you can go in God. Amen. Don't turn that down on your preacher. You got to realize that God got a higher height for you and a deeper depth for you. Amen. God, somebody say, I'm satisfied where I am. Amen. I'm satisfied with what I'm doing. Amen. But you should not never be satisfied. Amen. Even though, praise God, I know a little bit more than I know last year. I'm 19, praise God. Amen. Four. Come on here now. Amen. But right now, praise God, I'm learning more now than I know before. Amen. Praise God. Nobody never even know too much. Amen. There's always some more that you can learn. Amen. But he said, ask you. Amen. 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 Desire. Amen. Wisdom. He said, let me ask of God, the one who can give them knowledge.
Come
on, we'll talk something. I understand the matter.
And consider the vision.
Amen. Look here, praise God. I'm considering what you said. Amen. Praise God. Some folks ain't considering what they're hearing today. Huh? Praise God. Amen. They still gonna go on doing what they want to do.
Amen.
Praise God. They didn't want God to come to their rescue. Amen. They once they said, oh, I heard, amen, Aunt James, she prayed, and God came and God answered that prayer. Amen. Praise God. I don't understand why God won't come and answer my prayer. I don't understand that he don't come to me, praise God, and do what he did for, amen, Uncle Jerry. Praise God, amen. But if Uncle Jerry, praise God, consider the thing that he heard.
All right.
Thing that will talk to him.
Right.
Praise God. And that's the reason why that God comes to his rescue.
Yeah.
Come on here, book. Amen. Come on, talk to me.
70 weeks are determined of thy people.
Uh-huh.
And upon thy holy city.
Upon thy holy city.
To finish the transgression.
Again, to finish the transgression.
And to make an end of sin.
And to make an end of sin.
And to make reconciliation for iniquity.
Uh-huh.
And to bring in everlasting
righteousness. All right, Hosea chapter 9 and verse, amen, 12. We're coming in here. Praise God, because I want you to get these scriptures. Praise God, you that listen by radio and by TV, you ought to have your pencil and your paper. Praise God, and writing these scriptures down so that you might be able to go back to them and be refreshing yourself up
Amen. What the word of God is saying. Praise God. Somebody want God to move when they, amen, ask him to move. But God don't move when you ask him to move unless you, praise God, move when he, amen, asks you to move. Come on, book. Hallelujah. Amen. The book is right. The word of God is right. Amen. We must, praise God, know what God requires. Amen. Before, amen, thou call, I will answer. God want to answer you. God want to come to your rescue. Amen. But you got to get your place in yourself in the position and in the place that God will answer you. Look here, look what it says. Look at though they bring up their children,
yet will I bereave them.
Look here, amen. Yet, amen, will I bereave them.
That there shall not be a man left.
Look here, amen. There's not going to be a man left.
Yea.
Yea.
Woe also to them.
Woe also unto them. Amen. Look at him, praise God. Amen. Even the children, God, who you are come down to, I'll make them, praise God, be in misery.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Praise God, because of your sin.
Yes.
Amen. Some people, amen, and their children going through, praise God, going through problems and going through suffering because of, amen, of what their mother and them don't do.
Yes.
Somebody say, oh, my mother, it ain't because I did this because my child doing that.
Yes.
Because they reading what that scripture says.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. But amen. A many times, because of the children going through with things, sometimes mothers, come on here
that's
now.
Right. That's right.
They didn't keep the promises of God.
Amen.
They didn't stay with what God said.
Yes,
praise God. And the children and everybody got to go through. That's what happened to Israel. Praise God. Amen. They had to go through these things because, praise God, they turned their back on the God who saved them.
Yes.
The God who had made them.
Yes.
Come on, book, talk to me.
Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus,
yes,
is planted in a pleasant place.
Yeah, in a pleasant place.
But Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murder.
They're going to bring forth their children to the murder.
Give them, O Lord.
Give them, O Lord.
What wilt thou give?
What are you going to give them now?
Give them a miscarrying womb.
Give them a miscarrying womb.
And dry.
Look at him, praise God. And you know what a miscarrying womb is. He'll drop everything.
That's
what they ain't going to have no children. Come on here now. Amen. Why? Because, amen, of that disobedience. When you disobey and don't do what God said, we got a lot of young folks out there in the streets out there smoking, killing, doing all of these things out there because, praise God, amen, their home is not where it ought to be. Come on here now. Amen. Somebody lost what? Their first love. Somebody turned them away from God. Now, come on here now. Praise God. Let the children go. Amen. And get with the folks out in the world out there. You don't even know what who they are.
Amen.
When I'm coming along, I have my children. I ain't let my children go nowhere and go to nobody's house. Amen. Them folks out there, especially the folks out in the streets out there. They don't go. I didn't let them go anywhere they wanted to go. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I don't care what talking about them, what church they go to, God. You got some devils in the church.
Amen.
Don't get no amen now.
Amen.
Amen. Some devils in the church, praise amen. God. They get a hold to the children and then they mess them up.
Yeah.
Cause them to be sissies.
Yeah.
Humps and all kind of mess.
Yeah.
Don't get no amen now.
Amen.
Amen. Cause they got that old spirit in them.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And that's the reason why I didn't let my children go anywhere and stay all night. Can I go somewhere and stay all night? No, you can't go somewhere and stay all night.
Amen.
You got to stay where we can watch you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I can't see you over there at Terrace House.
Amen.
I can't see you over there in Brown House.
Amen.
And that's why a lot of times we don't know where did my child get all of that from? Why are they acting all this here? Now, why are they shaking all over the place?
Yeah.
Come on here now. Why is it because, praise God, you let your child go somewhere and it ain't got no business and come over to what?
Yeah.
The devil. God holds us responsible for our children.
Yeah.
And we will praise God that they can't see. They can't see what they're falling into. They don't understand, amen, about, amen, things that the world is doing out there.
Amen.
Come on here now. But you know about it. And if you know about it, then you are the, amen, protect them.
Amen.
Amen now.
Amen.
Get back with me if you want.
Right.
But it's right in the house. Amen. Praise God. No, no. Praise God. No, baby, you can't go. Amen. Praise God. You can't go. We want to send our children to go to these camps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't get no amen now.
Amen.
Hook up with these camps. Amen. Praise God. And they make all kinds of, amen, things.
Things.
Out of the children.
Yeah.
Come on here now. Amen. And tell them that they but not tell nobody.
All right.
Tell them, praise God, I'm going to give you some money so you keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. When child get back home, he all mixed up with the things.
Yeah.
Not things, but things.
Oh.
Amen. You wonder how come he mixed up with the things. It is because, praise God, he done got out there with there. We had a camp there. I sent one of my sons. We sent one of our sons to the camp. And the child, he come back and said, amen. They was all the men who come in their bed and come in their room. Come on here now.
Yeah.
Playing with them. Come on. Girls come back to praise God. The girls come in the room playing with them.
Wow.
And I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all right.
Praise God. Child didn't have to tell no story about it.
Yeah, right.
Amen. We got all kind of funny folks out there.
Yeah,
right. Amen. Sometimes they're right in the church.
Yeah.
Funny folks.
Yeah.
You got to watch them too.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why he said, come on out from among them and be celebrated. Amen. Says the Lord. Praise God. And this is what it's all about. Come on, Brooke, talk to me. I'm coming in here.
Their wickedness is in Gilgal.
Look at here. Praise God. It's got a whole lot of wicked folks. I said wicked folks. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. They out there front folks in the front. Come on here now. In the lead. Come on here now. That's the reason why I said you need to have, amen, places that you can send your children. Praise God. You know that they'll get mixed up with everything. They need to be in your school. They need to be in, praise God, your camp in the summertime. Come on here now. Amen. They need to be, praise God, in your Bible class. Amen. Where they can get the right teaching that they need, praise God. Not be hooked up with anything and anybody, praise God. Amen. They're going to teach them the wrong thing. Come on and say, yeah, that's where it started from. It started from these things. It started from these crooked folks. It started from these principals. It started from these teachers. Come on here and say, yes, Lord. And Israel had gotten into that state, amen, of wickedness. Praise God, amen, they were practicing all kinds of things. Praise God, amen, and they had to have somebody to practice with. Come on and say, yeah. Amen, and we got a whole lot of Israelite here. And amen, and just the funny you get. And amen, and got them in the churches everywhere. Praise God, folks, praise God, all mixed all up. Amen. And when they get a chance, then they'll practice on somebody.
All right.
Oh, no, you can't go. You go out there, even hook up with those folks out there. If you go hook up with them, praise God, then your child gonna become corrupted.
Yeah,
and you don't wonder where you got it from. Amen. Well, you sent them to them. Well, you let them go. Well, you permitted them to go. Huh? Amen. We supposed to be watchful for our children. Huh? Be concerned about our children, praise God. Those spirits will grow up in them. All of them, praise God, they try to get away from it and they can't get away from it. Come on, get it, Lord. Amen. Amen. Songs, come on. Amen. The last scripture, come on. Praise God. I see what it said. Amen. 32 and verse 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. You read that some more because there's some more good in there. Praise God. And I don't have time to be, amen, to give you all of it. Amen. But we need to know, praise God, what, amen, to expect. Praise God.
Hallelujah, and in this world and in this life that we are living in. Amen. Everybody don't have Jesus. Everybody don't want to go to heaven. Everybody didn't come into this world to go to heaven. Amen. Some folks come in this world to go to hell. Amen. And that's where they're going to. Amen. Because praise God, they just as corrupted as they can be. Come on and say yes.
Yeah.
Lines
2, verse
5. Amen. Psalm 32. Verse 5, praise God, amen, is what, amen, the people of God, they need, praise God, to know, amen, what God intends, amen, what God says, amen, praise God, you ought to know, amen, the people that your child go out to play with. You ought to know, praise God, the people that your child, you send your child to school.